started off when I was 16. I didn't have any help whatsoever, so I just went off the rails and I went really bad, like proper downhill, and the doctors didn't help, nothing. And then when I got to 19, I lost a baby. She was stillborn. I was 2 weeks overdue.
So what was the depression like then? What does it do to you?
It kind of puts you in yourself. You don't like talk to anybody. You used to cry all the time, and I don't know, it's a mix of emotions really. It's, you can't get out of it.
Did you get any sort of diagnosis then?
I did off the doctor. I didn't have anything to get up in the morning for, and just not eating or anything, so the doctor said the way I was going was because I was depressed. They offered like tablets and stuff. They just weren't bothered with us. They weren't bothered with me at all.
So did you not get any sort of follow-up after that then?
No. Nothing at all. Every time I went back to go get a doctor's appointment, they didn't want to see me. And the only way I could get my tablets again is getting a re-prescription from the reception office. So they didn't see me after that. They didn't see me after like 6 months until I went bad on the tablets myself because I went really ill and took myself off them. But they still haven't seen me now.
And how long ago was that then?
It was about a year ago now, just after I like, lost my baby. The doctor passed us on to like a counsellor, and they actually were talking as if they'd been through it, but they haven't. They were really sympathetic. Pathetic. She was cuddly and wanting to be really like sorry for me, but that didn't help me. It wasn't helping me at all because she was saying that she understood, but she didn't.
Did you seek support elsewhere, like calling Mind up or something like that?
There was nothing. No, I've not heard of anything apart from First Steps from the doctors. That was it. All I was given when I first started seeing someone from there is a place where to go see them and a number. I didn't even really have a name of the person who I was seeing, so I just turned up into this room and just started talking to this lady, and that was it.
What do you think are the standard of support then for depression in Cumbria compared to elsewhere?
I think it's disgusting. It really is. Here, there's nowhere at all to talk to anybody that's been through the same experience.
What do you want then?
I think more like for a support group for people to go to talk to people that's been through, different groups of people who've been through it. I think that'll help a lot more than actually sitting there and talking to someone that they don't know, they've just got the qualifications for.
Do you think that people don't take depression seriously enough in Cumbria?
I don't, because it's not a thing that you see. You can either go really bad or you can try and pick yourself up a little bit. I had to for my kids because I wouldn't be here really. But there's like other people out there that they do take it bad, that take their own lives, and putting that person into that place when they need someone to talk to, they need it there and then.
Do you think that some people feel like you have to do something extreme just to get noticed by these people, so you'll be the top of their priority?
In a way, yeah, because it's like a scream for help. A lot of people like self-harm, and I mean, I did self-harming, and the first time I did self-harming, I got the help that I needed. I got a bit of help from them, but it only lasted so long, and that wasn't help for me really, because it needed to be a little bit longer. So it is people that are actually going to self-harm and stuff, they need help now. They can't just like be put on a waiting list. At the end of it, they could have taken their own life. I just think it's disgusting that people are plucking up the courage to get the help and then finally like going to the doctors to get it, and then they've been passed on a number, because by the time you've got that number and you're feeling like totally drained for going to the doctors and getting home, you don't want to do it, so there's no point. And by the time you do actually phone that number, you're on that waiting list, and that's the waiting list that's causing the trouble.